If you stand outside the Colosseum, or perhaps from any of its many, many windows and balconies, you can behold the hill, the wonderful hill upon which the Basilica of the Saints, whose feast we celebrate today, is built. The Basilica of Saints John and Paul. And there on the Coelian Hill is their tomb, and the place also of their martyrdom. Saints John and Paul were servants of Constantia, the daughter of the daughter of Constantine the Great, Saint Constantine the Great. Now it was her cousin, Julian, who is known as Julian the Apostate, who reneged the Catholic faith and turned his back on Jesus Christ. And of course, he thought that this way he would bring back the glory of the Roman Empire. Instead, he was nailing the last nail on the coffin. And so it was self-defeating, as it usually is when evil and sin are concerned, and the hypocrisy of which the gospel speaks, which is to promise to God fidelity and then to do exactly the opposite. So St. John and Paul were brothers, and they were in the employ of Constantia, and she left them a very huge inheritance, which they immediately set out to distribute among the poor of the city of Rome. In the meantime, Julian asked them to come to serve in his palace as his servants, as his agents, and they refused, saying that they could not work for someone who had turned his back on Jesus Christ. So he gave them 10 days upon which to reflect. And those 10 days they were to spend in the hot baths of their house, which was on the Coelian Hill, that they had also inherited from Constantia. And there, even though it was not in any way pleasant, and probably they spent all the days fasting, they came back and got them and asked them what was their decision. And Terentian, the judge that was placed over the case, asked them, and they told them no, they would not turn their back on Jesus Christ. They would rather die. And so Terentian had them beheaded. In the meantime, his son got very, very sick. And it wasn't until they took him to the tomb of the two brothers that he was cured. At that point, the child and also Terentian and his household were converted and eventually also gave their lives for Christ. So today we celebrate this great feast of Saints John and Paul. And it is of some particular importance to Americans because this basilica, as all basilicas, is under the patronage of a certain cardinal. And traditionally, it has been placed under the patronage of the Cardinal Archbishop of New York. And so this church is connected to both the Archdiocese of New York and until very recently to the military ordinariate, which usually was in the hands and the responsibility of the Cardinal of New York, though no longer. So today we pray in a very, very special way for the Archdiocese of New York, which has many, many problems, and also for the military ordinariate and all its subjects, many of whom are or were in our parish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,